KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have light rain, 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for rain through about midday today, a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The two major party candidates seeking Iowa's 3rd Congressional District seat differed sharply over key fiscal issues during an hour-long televised debate Thursday night on Iowa Public Television. For example, the candidates were asked if they support a balanced budget amendment. Democrat Stacey Apple went first.
I think we need to have a balanced budget that carves out for Social Security and Medicare.
So you would vote if it had those conditions to amend the U.S. Constitution requiring a federally balanced budget?
I do not believe I would.
Republican David Young said he would under certain conditions.
To make sure that in wartime, there could be a possibility of busting those caps if there are emergencies where we had to protect our homeland, things like that. And we had to make sure that our priority was the mandatory spending, the benefits that folks receive under Social Security and Medicare.
Let me just flesh this out.
A balanced budget amendment could be a 20% across the board cut. That would affect Social Security, Medicare, our education budgets. We have to be extremely careful when we do things like that.
That's why you make sure the mandatory spending is a priority.
As for worries about the solvency of Social Security and Medicare, Apple said Medicare costs could be cut if the government could negotiate the bulk purchase of prescription drugs.
I would keep my promise to seniors and the 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds that are paying into the system. Social Security and Medicare is not a goal, it's a promise. The best way to shore up Social Security and Medicare is to create great paying jobs so there's more people paying into the system. And that's the best way to do it.
Young said he'd be willing to consider a variety of options to fix the systems for future seniors.
We need to do what conservative President Ronald Reagan did, along with liberal Speaker of the House Tip O'Neill did. And they got together and they put everything on the table. And then you can take things off the table. I would take raising the retirement age right away off the table.
But Young said he'd consider getting rid of the income cap and requiring wealthier Americans to pay Social Security taxes on all their income. Apple suggested Young would vote to privatize Social Security. But Young said that wouldn't be an option under consideration.
I think seniors need to know where he stands on these issues.
Can you quote where I said I wanted to privatize Social Security?
You applauded it, and I will make sure that after that we will give all the citations.
I'd like to know when I said that.
Is that off the table for you, any sort of private account?
It's become such
Security?
A political issue. It's amazing that so many Americans, when they want to get a better investment on their dollar, they look to mutual funds or stocks. But it's been so politicized, it's going to be taken off the table.
Both said if elected, they would vote to raise the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour, although Young would only vote for a bill to raise the minimum wage if the tax cuts for small businesses were included in the legislation. On the gas tax, both expressed concern about the condition of roads and bridges, but Apple said that she would oppose any increase in the gas tax. Young said it's time for a more creative way to finance the nation's transportation system to take into account electric cars and propane-fueled vehicles that are running on fuel that isn't subject to the federal gas tax. The debate was held at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs, and Iowa Public Television will rebroadcast the event tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. The two candidates are seeking the seat currently held by Republican Tom Latham. Latham announced last December that he would not seek re-election in 2014. Democratic Senate candidate Bruce Braley has a friend in Carole King. Braley's campaign announced Thursday that the singer-songwriter would meet with supporters at four locations around the state today. The four-term congresswoman from Waterloo is locked in a tight Senate race with Republican Joni Ernst. Both are vying to win the Senate seat vacated by retiring Democratic Senator Tom Harkin. King, whose 1971 album Tapestry won four Grammy Awards, will appear in Council Bluffs, Creston, Newton, and Iowa City to thank volunteers. She's the second musical star from the 1970s to back Braley. Last month, Joe Walsh of the Eagles promoted a fundraising effort that gave contributors a chance to win tickets to an Eagles concert. Vice President Joe Biden is returning to the key presidential state of Iowa next week, reminding voters not to count him out of the next presidential campaign. The White House said Biden will be in Des Moines on Wednesday. He'll speak at an event for a Catholic social justice group called Nuns on the Bus. Biden's visit will come days after former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton comes to Iowa to headline retiring Iowa Senator Tom Harkin's annual Steak Fry fundraiser, attended by thousands of Iowa political activists. Last year, Biden was the headliner for that event, which frequently attracts potential White House contenders. Both Clinton and Biden are considering running again for president in 2016. Iowa traditionally holds the first presidential primary contest. In other news, the nation's corn and soybean farmers will harvest by far the largest crops ever this year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said Thursday in a new report. Bigger crops have been expected this year as adequate rain and cool temperatures made for favorable growing conditions, but the new estimates far surpass the previous records. Corn farmers are expected to harvest nearly 14.4 billion bushels of corn. Now that's up from last year's 13.9 billion bushel record. 171.7 bushels per acre yield is significantly higher than the previous record set in 2009 of 164.7 bushels per acre. Record yields will be set in 18 states, according to the USDA. Despite the strong forecast, concerns have grown in recent days that early cold weather is creeping into the upper Midwest, and some crops are maturing later this year. Temperatures below freezing could slow or stop crops from reaching full maturity and affect the harvest. That possibility was not reflected in Thursday's report. 10 states, including Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska, have the highest number of ears per corn stalk ever, according to the USDA. The University of Iowa hopes that it will be able to use grass as a biofuel to help power the campus. About 70 people, including University of Iowa officials, this week toured Dan Black's farm, where he's growing giant miscanthus, a tropical tall grass native to East Asia. The University of Iowa is aiming to use less energy in 2020 than it did in 2010, even as the campus expands. By 2020, the college wants to have 40% of its energy derived from renewable sources, according to Ben Anderson, the university's power plant manager. The school has been increasing its use of burning oat hulls in an attempt to draw down how much coal it burns at its power plant. The university plans to test the grass by burning it in its boilers next week. Black approached the university to offer a portion of his property for its pilot project, with the college renting the 15 acres for 5 years and paying for the planting, maintenance, and harvest of the grass. The school is also working with a farm near Muscatine to grow the grass. The University of Iowa has said it hopes to plant an extra 2,500 acres of the plant by 2016. An Amish collector's sale of antique farming equipment has drawn prospective bidders from as far away as Canada to northeast Iowa. Bidders from several states, including Michigan, Delaware, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, traveled to Rudy and Sarah Gingrich's farm on Wednesday to view their collection of vintage threshers, which separate grain from plants by beating them. Kenny Cass of Dunkerton said that you don't get a chance very often to buy a threshing machine in working condition. Rudy Gingrich developed a reputation for finding and fixing machines discarded by modern farmers 50, 60, and even 70 years ago. He said he was selling the machines because his family is moving. And finally, in state news, wildlife officials say hunters in Iowa have sufficiently thinned down the deer herds, so the number of hunting licenses that will be issued is being scaled back to stabilize the population. Iowa Department of Natural Resources Director Chuck Gipp says all signs indicate the statewide deer population declined between 2006 and 2013.
Reported harvest is down by 33%. Number of road kills of deer hit by vehicles is down by 39%. And the number of deer that are observed by bow hunters, which is a good way because they're up in the tree individually, is down by 22%.
Some parts of Iowa are still overrun by deer, what are considered hot spots, while the animals are very scarce in other areas. Gibbs says striking a balance with hunters isn't easy.
We're getting shot at from both sides. People that are saying there's not enough deer and people that are saying too many, depending on where you sit on this whole issue. And so we feel very comfortable where the deer herd is and where we still have to work in those hotspots.
He says the DNR may expand the number of so-called depredation licenses issued, which allow landowners to kill animals that cause property damage. The DNR plans to scale back the number of so-called antlerless deer licenses, which were designed to thin the herds by targeting female deer. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.